you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell windshield wipers. Oh, no. We install them for you, fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And now save $10 instantly when you purchase two Trico Neoform wiper blades. So if your wipers are squeaking, streaking, smudging, or otherwise just kicking you off, remember, free wiper installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
See the athletically powerful Aspen Santa Fe Ballet at the Two Hill, April 13th and 14th. Click dancestlouis.org.
That guy who just did that commercial, was that James Earl Jones?
I think so.
Yeah, we got a roster of some great professional announcers here. Time to go to the movies, or at least make a decision whether or not you want to go to the movies based on what this lady is going to tell you. Her name is Dawn Meadows Dixon, and normally I'd say brought to you by, but we lost her sponsor. I'm telling you, this economy, she has no sponsor if we don't get a sponsor, and I am working on that.
Okay, all right.
Could be her last report. That's actually not a joke. Here she is, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey.
Hi, Dawn.
Try not to cry.
I'm choked up, I can tell.
Don't cry. I'm working on it.
I won't if you won't.
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, my family, we are getting ready next week to celebrate birthday week.
What does that mean?
The kids have a birthday, and I have a birthday.
In the same week?
In the same week. I will tell you how old they're going to be.
And then tell us how old you're going to be.
They're going to be 14.
Now, why is
they're
that such
They're going to be 14.
Why is that a big deal?
It isn't, because you've revealed my age so many times. But yeah. I like to say it as Tina, I think, taught me this. 40, 14?
Yeah.
There you go.
So I am going to still be in my 40s.
Which, is, by the way, is my favorite age, 44.
I knew that, and that's why I threw that out there.
It really is. So everybody is good. The girls are good.
They're great.
We don't talk about your husband very much, which, quite frankly, is fine with me. But once again, what does he do?
Well, he works for a fireworks company.
Oh, that's right. You told us that.
Yeah.
So you got all the fireworks you could ever want to set off.
Yeah, he's an explosive guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew someone would say that. I didn't think Tina, but you're right, Tina.
It's too lame for Tina. Normally Dan would say that.
Does he have a short fuse?
Oh.
Yeah, again.
Lame. Oh, another good one.
No.
You can take that two ways, too.
He has a sparkling personality.
Oh, sparkling personality. I'll go with that one.
Tell you what, I'll be over here when you guys are done with
that. Keep them rolling.
You have a movie, I hope?
I do have a movie.
All right.
Mirror, Mirror. Saw it last night.
Before you say anything else, the first deterrent for me is that fake laugh, big mouth Julia Roberts. With that big fake laugh. Go ahead.
You know, I know she's known for those big teeth and that big laugh, but she uses it well in this film. She really does.
Isn't she the bad person?
Because she's got three kids, but she is having fun as the evil queen in the story of Snow White. And
Tina said, what'd you say?
Isn't she the bad person?
Yeah, she's the bad witch or whatever.
Well, the evil, you know, evil but this is queen. Quite a different twist on the story, and that's what I love about it. I was telling Dan, it kind of feels like Shrek in that it's a parody of the fairy tale, but without the music. Campy, kooky, laughs for mom and dad, laughs for the kids. And Julia Roberts, and I have to say, the last film she was in with Tom Hanks, it was so bad, I can't even think of the name of it.
Oh, Larry Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Worst film. I really thought that nailed the top to her coffin, because I just thought, she's got a great marriage, cute kid, she needs to stay home.
A lot of money. Yeah.
And she's beautiful, she looks good, but she is having fun in this film, and I think she carries the film, she does very well. I'm laughing with her, the laugh seems sincere. She plays a very evil queen, but you almost feel for her. She's so desperate, you start to like her. It also stars Lily Collins, who's from The Blind Side. I know my girls know her. She's done a lot of television for that teen tween group. And then Armie Hammer and Nathan Lane. Love him. I just think he is so funny, and he's so perfect.
No?
Yeah, I don't
you
want
don't like Nathan Lane? Lane?
No. He's too silly for me.
He's too silly.
Let me ask you this. Is this the one that has a lot of little people in it, right?
It has.
This is not meant to be cruel. It's an honest statement. Wouldn't you love to have been at the audition, wherever they showed up to audition all the people for the little people parts?
Right.
Don't you know they had like about 100 little people there?
It'd be like The Wizard of Oz all over again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's the seven dwarfs. They keep it true to the story. There are. But they're very different. They have different names. They have different looks, different personalities.
Well, hold it. They didn't use Dopey Sneezy.
No.
And Doc. And
what the heck?
I don't want to give too much away, but this is just, it's a parody on it. They have fun with the story. And, in fact, it's a proactive princess. She doesn't just let the prince save her. She saves herself and the prince. That's not giving anything away. She's the new age princess, Snow White. And it just is a film that has fun. The visuals are exciting. It's well shot, great graphics. I kind of got there late, so I was sitting between some maybe 12, 13-year-olds with their parents and then some little ones and adults. And I have to say, the laughter was coming from all around me. Even the little kids were laughing at parts that they probably weren't getting, but they thought it was funny.
Now, is the mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Is that from Snow White?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
You're not a big fan of Snow White, are you?
No, I don't walk around remembering the Snow White story or Cinderella. I know there was something that had somebody saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest.
Well,
I couldn't remember if it was Alice in Wonderland or
right,
or
the original
what.
Story is that the queen is doing that, and the mirror keeps coming back and saying Snow White is the fairest, and so she sends someone out to kill Snow White so she can be the fairest. They still follow that line, although Snow White is now her stepdaughter living with her, and she still visits the mirror in a very graphic way.
Whoa.
And we watch her age, Julia Roberts age, and I have to say, though, before she ages, she is still very beautiful. She
well,
really
that's
is.
A nice message for young kids. If somebody's prettier than you, go out and kill them.
Well, yeah.
Well, the fairy tales can be very brutal. In fact, really, if you think about it,
we talked about this. It's a wonder that a lot of us as kids didn't go insane because we were taught stories about a wolf eating a little girl from Riding Hood, you know, going through the woods with a basket, and he eats her grandmother or something. And then there's a whole bunch of them. The old lady in the shoe, she was mean. And then that nimble Jack trying to jump over a candlestick, burning his scrotum or something.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel, that's a good one. Yeah. Where somebody cooks kids in an oven or something. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
If you all get those specific with how he was cooked, but no, you're right. In this film, in fact, there's a beast. They've got a beast, and I thought, wow, this can be a little scary for the little kids, and I thought, well, actually, this is less scary than really what, you know, happens in the original story. So I don't think it's scary. It's PG because, you know, there's some things that cross the line. You don't typically have a G. If it's G, you're going to only get the audience from 5 and under. PG crosses the line so the whole family can go. Nobody's going to be embarrassed. Of course, there's a love story, and everybody lives happily ever after.
Of course.
So it follows that line. Oh,
man, you ruined the end.
But it's I ruined the end. Happily ever after.
Hey, do teenagers still use the expression PG for pregnant? Because when I was a kid, she's PG.
Really?
No, they just say she's pregnant.
Well,
you never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Are not using that phrase.
Oh, come on. You've never heard she's PG?
No.
I have not heard that.
Wow.
Of course, mine are just turning 14. Yeah. All they say to me is, Mom, you are so embarrassing. That's not all. And then I hear, ew. Ew.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get that for a few
years. I'm
going to
get that a lot. And then a lot of texting. So
it's called Mirror, Mirror, Julia Roberts, Nathan Lane, a bunch of little people, and ARDs.
Three ARDs.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
We may talk to you again, and we may not ever talk to you again. I don't know yet. We'll see.
We're
sponsor. All right, Dan.
Bye, everybody.
I'll be in touch. Goodbye.
Love
Ron Meadows Dixon, everybody. All right. Brought to you by... There's a blank there. Fill it in later with somebody. How are we for time? We didn't do a Burke segment. Was there anything we needed to...
I had a couple things.
Well, I'd like to hear them. Here's Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
If you recall, on Monday I was upset because I went to a fast food place and the price on the sign differed from the price on the register. And
yes,
they told me I couldn't do anything. I called their headquarters.
Mm-hmm. And they said, did you say, this is Tina Dalpios, KTRS News?
No,
I didn't. That'll get their attention.
But they took the information and said they would check into it. I drove past there today. They never changed that sign.
Really?
Oh, it still says the 60 cents.
They didn't look into it. They lied to you.
Yeah, I'm going to call back.
You should stay on.
And then remember you asked about Claudia Schiffer.
Yes, I wondered what happened to her.
Well, she's 41. And
she's not that old.
No, she has her own clothing line, three kids with her husband, and she just shot another guest. It's the you know how she was the guest girl, the guest jeans.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, back in 1989 she was. They're doing a Blast from the Past ad campaign for the 30th anniversary collection, and she modeled in it.
And I found out she also has a little restaurant, a small restaurant, and where she serves sandwiches.
Uh-oh.
And her specialty is those brain sandwiches, Schiffer brains sandwiches.
And
thank you.
As soon as she said restaurant, I knew where we were going with that.
Yeah, it's an old joke, but you can turn it into anything. So. Anything else for the Burke segment?
No, that was it for me.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
No, nothing.
All right, that's
no,
it.
Nothing.
Dancing with the Stars, Martina's gone, no surprise. That's all I know. I didn't watch it, but I heard she was gone. Is that true?
Yeah, I looked it up, too. No. I didn't.
She didn't look the first night. She didn't look like she was very comfortable. One, in a dress. Two, dancing. So she's gone. They have about 40% more viewers than The Voice. Dancing with the Stars has a much bigger audience than The Voice. But here's the thing, and I don't know if you guys heard this with me, or I read it, or I heard it somewhere else, but when they show on The Voice those, let's take a look now, like the mentoring sessions and that kind of thing, or they get the comments, sidebar comments from the judges, they show that CeeLo Green with that white cat. That's not his cat.
No, it's not his cat.
It's a prop.
Yeah.
Now, what is that?
It's
a prop.
He's kind of out there a little bit, I think. I think that's all that is.
But out there or not, who says, can you get me a white cat?
It's almost like a Dr. Evil thing where he's stroking the cat while he's talking.
Yeah, it is like a Dr. Evil thing. You're right.
I just thought that was very interesting that wasn't his cat.
Or Inspector Gadget.
You know, it'd be one thing if he was a cat person, and that's one of his cats, and he travels with it. But nah, he and that cat don't even know each other. So 314, here are the numbers. We got some time. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. This show on Friday, April 20th, will be coming from the St. Charles Home Show. Now, I'm on assignment that day.
Oh,
yeah.
But everybody else, Tina Peon, Dan, they're going to be, and Bill Cleveland, they'll be doing the show from the Home Show. Please feel free to email me and let me know how you think that went. Because if you hate it, you really hate it, we need to know that. And we'll make a point to try not to do that anymore.
Or they could come out and see us, right?
Well, of course, we want them to come out and see you. There's nothing worse than being there and nobody shows up. That's a long 3 hours or 2 hours or however long it is you're doing it. When nobody comes, it's a miserable long time. Now, I'm going to throw this out. I did this yesterday, and I didn't get any response, and I would want to do it one more time because I can't help but think somebody out there can help my friend here who's having a Vietnam veteran reunion. It's the 221st Southeast Asia Pictorial Center Group. They're getting together. They're looking for cameras that were used, the kind of photo gear used by the Army between 1967 and 1972, both still cameras and motion picture cameras. So if you know anybody who's a camera collector, or you know somebody who was in the service and they were photographers in the service, they want to have this as part of their little get-together, their reunion of sorts, so that they can all take a look at, and maybe even you could be able to join them and speak about your experience in Vietnam as a photographer. So, again, there have been a few people help out. They've only been able to get a hold of three or four cameras. They'd like to have some more. So, camera gear, motion picture or still, 67 to 72, either used in the Army or the same type. Doesn't have to be, in other words, the camera didn't have to physically be in Vietnam, but if it's, identical to the kind of equipment used over there, that would help their little reunion and get together be much more interesting. And you can email Well, you could call us now, or you could email me at frankopinion@yahoo.com, and I will get your email address to this guy and put you two in touch with each other. And again, they've already had, they got three or four cameras people have donated. All right, off we go to the phones, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, George. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Frank? I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I had a thought the other night. While Dan's got guys, people on hold, whatever, you guys ought to record that and play it back, like, periodically to see what people say while they're on hold.
Oh, talking to themselves?
No,
yeah,
talking to Dan.
Oh, man, hold on, man. I'm going to be on the radio, man. Hold on a second,
You know, a couple of times what we did is, like, if four people are on hold together, without their knowing it, we activated all the lines.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you could hear them talking, and then one would hear the other one, and they thought they were on the air, and they go, hello, hello, hello.
We just started with the hello, and
it
then...
It was actually pretty funny. That's not a bad idea, George.
All right, well, you guys have a good show, good time, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, we hope so. Thank you. Steve, welcome.
Hi, guys. AM in the PM.
Well, that's Steve, a loud talker.
Steve?
Hey, you were talking about the Mega Millions?
Yeah.
I Tuesday night, I had some tickets for the Mega Millions, and Wednesday morning, my wife comes up to me downstairs. She says, you know, we got four numbers out of those, off that Mega Millions ticket.
Wow. What does that get you?
Oh, that's the kicker. Don't get your hopes up, because she said somebody in Missouri won five numbers and hit $250,000. So I'm thinking, four numbers, that's got to be at least 10 grand. You know, I had my boat paid off.
Yeah,
you know, probably $100.
So we look up on the computer, $150.
Hey.
Yeah, well, you could buy 150 more tickets.
So, hey, Powerball.
I never understood this expression, but people just say, well, better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Huh? Powerball.
I don't know what that means.
Powerball's like that, though. It's like four numbers, you won $100, and then it jumped up to like $5,000 or something like that after if you got five numbers or something like that.
Well, if you had four and the Mega Millions number, I think then it jumped up to $10,000.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I was like, well, it's $150, but it's still a far cry from $10. But
little,
you know,
deflating.
And that doesn't change no matter how much is the prize. Those, you know,
oh, those are fixed amounts.
Those numbers always stay the same what you win.
Yeah, but you know what? You're right. In your head, once you sort of started thinking you got 10 grand, it's nice to get 150, but you go, ah,
yeah.
It's, you like, know, it's a big letdown.
I don't even want it now.
Yeah. Right. It's almost
hey,
like.
Great show, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Steve. And here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Hey,
thank
Dan.
You.
Hallelujah.
Frank, I saw yours and John's commercial on TV here just the other night. I tell you what, when you listen to people on, I already knew what you look like, but I always pictured Johnny Landoff as a little short Italian man.
Mm-hmm.
And I never pictured him to look what he looked like. I mean, is there people that you know that you listen to on the radio, and they you picture him as a wife with their boys, but when you see him, it's a whole different
like Bill Cleveland.
What you thought?
Everybody thinks Bill is bigger.
Dan, how would you describe, now that you've seen John Landoff, how would you describe him to people?
Well,
be honest.
I was picturing him as maybe a little short Italian man,
like Joe Pesci.
Much like his dad and everything.
So how would you describe him? Would you say you were disappointed or pleasantly surprised? Was he shorter, taller?
I would never be disappointed in Johnny Landoff. He's a legend in this city of St. Louis area and the state of Missouri and the United States-wise.
Good answer. Good answer.
Are you related?
You could never, ever be upset with Johnny Landoff.
No, that's a very good answer, Dan.
Wow.
Sorry you had to be exposed to my part of that commercial, but thank you.
All right, thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
You bet, and I know I'm supposed to break, but I want Ryan's call before I break. I don't know why, I just do. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I heard Don Meadow Dixon talking about Mirror, Mirror on the Wall in
mm-hmm.
Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to throw out there that it's actually Magic Mirror on the Wall. Mirror, Mirror is never said in the movie.
But the movie's title is Mirror, Mirror.
Wow.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but in the original Snow White film.
Right. The poem.
Classic Disney.
Magic Mirror on the Wall.
Now, why would they change
the
that? Well, first of all, the movie's name is Mirror, Mirror. Why would they change it in the movie to Magic Mirror on the Wall? What's the point?
No, in the original Disney movie, the classic, the line is magic mirror in the wall. But everyone thinks it's mirror, mirror in the wall.
Yeah, I always thought it was mirror, mirror. I didn't know that. Well, you've taught everybody something, Ryan. That's why this is the learning show. We learn from each other. All right. Thank you for the call.
Yep, thank you.
So it's
a magic mirror original. On the wall.
Now, the whole time I was a kid, I heard mirror, mirror on the wall.
That's what I thought, too.
Didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
So we were lied to.
Mistaken.
We lied to again. Like we were lied to about a lot of stuff, like that whole, you know, that Santa Claus thing and a bunch of stuff. Well, yeah, be careful.
What?
But
Easter
we were lied
Bunny?
To. Well,
what?
Be careful. That's coming up soon.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they told us a whole bunch of stuff. It wasn't true. And they're right about... What was that beanstalk deal? Jack
and the Beanstalk.
He
has a magic bean and a big stalk sprouts. And by the way, they also made kids think that... I don't know, were these people that wrote this stuff on LSD or something? Like some kid think they're going to climb a beanstalk? And he climbs up, and then there's like a...
The golden goose.
No,
that laid the golden egg.
No, fee-fi-fo-fum. That's Jack and the Beanstalk.
I smell the blood
of an Englishman. Yeah, how about that for little kids? I smell the blood of an Englishman.
But wasn't Jack trying to steal the goose that laid the golden egg?
Yeah. I don't remember.
He was.
You know, if they had those... if they made up those nursery rhymes, and
by the way, that's
stories,
thievery. That's theft that you're teaching kids about.
Yeah, because he's trying to steal from the giant.
But I think he was trying to get it back. Didn't the giant steal it?
Oh, maybe he did.
No, no.
But if they made those stories up today, they would never be allowed.
Oh, no. That's why there are no new nursery rhymes, because it'd be politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Nobody would publish them, because they would be... what was the one, Tina brought up Hansel and Gretel. They dropped the breadcrumbs or something, right? To remember their way back. That's Hansel and Gretel.
Yes,
made a little trail or something. Yeah. And then they ran out. They got cooked in an oven or something. I don't know. Horrible, horrible, grotesque stuff. And then what's the Jack Horner? That's a little guy sat in a corner.
Little Jack.
Yeah.
Eating his something pie. He stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum. Here, how about this? He stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum, and said, "Oh, what a good boy am I." What does that mean?
I don't know.
Why are you a good boy? Because you, first of all...
Sounds like you ruined the pie for everybody else.
First of all, if you're a kid and you stick your thumb in your mom's pie, you're going to get a spanking. You're not a good boy. You're
going to
get spanked. Would you stick your thumb in the pie, you little idiot?
Mm-hmm.
You get spanked. And then there's that little Miss Muffet thing. The more I think about this, this is scaring kids to death. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. First of all, nobody knows what a tuffet is. What is that, a pillow or something?
Yeah, a stool.
Eating her curds and whey. What curd, which sounds like turd. I don't like that word. Eating her curds and whey. That sounds like a great meal. Along came a spider, sat down beside her, and frightened
Miss Muffet away.
Even the Muffet. I think they're trying to, you know, there's some stuff going on.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
You know. Stick with us, folks. We'll protect your children. We'll make sure that they're told the truth and they're not exposed to a lot of bad stuff. All right, we're also going to protect you from something else. Scam artists, people who are in the jewelry, gold, and silver business temporarily to grab a quick buck and go out of business. And before you know it, they're not around anymore, and they've moved on to another town. There are lots of those outfits. But then there are people like Missouri Coin Company, been around for well over 30 years, and members of all the right associations and services, and highly respected. Major wholesaler nationwide for 20 years in the area of coins and precious metals. So when you take your stuff to the Missouri Coin Company, you're not going to have to wonder when you walk out of there with your money, "Boy, I wonder if I got as much as I should have for this." The answer is yes. You will get an accurate appraised value on what it is you take in there. They buy and they sell. They buy all kinds of stuff. They buy new jewelry, used jewelry, broken pieces, just because jewelry is... the clasp is broken or some stones. It doesn't make any difference. They get in there anyway. Earrings and rings, even class rings and bracelets. You know, like my wedding ring. I don't wear my wedding ring. I think I'll just sell it to them. I don't need it. It doesn't fit anymore. It stopped fitting when I became twice the size I was when I was married. You think I'm kidding? Not exactly twice, but when I got married, I weighed 145 pounds. That's what I weighed at our wedding.
Ooh.
Now I weigh 230 pounds. 85 pounds I've gained since I got married. And I didn't just gain it.
That's not that bad.
All that
that's
food she cooks for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It's all that home. No, wait a minute. No, it's all that stuff in the restaurants
and muscle.
But you think about it, it's been about 40 years. It's only about 2 pounds a year.
Well, that, you know, I like that.
There you go. You just got to think positive.
Okay,
good. Muscle may work.
That's a good one.
Doesn't muscle weigh more than fat?
Yeah, I like to think
so.
That's true. I'd like to think so. The Boy Scouts turned to Missouri Coin Company for consultation with their coin collecting merit badge. And coins, I don't care what, you got coins, I don't care what they are, Missouri Coin Company would love to take a look at them. And if you don't even know what they are, go in there. There'll be somebody there who knows what they are. Old paper money from all over the world, not just U.S. currency. Anything that's obsolete, Confederate money. And of course, they sell. You want to buy collectible coins, you want to buy some currency, you want to buy some, they do it all. And very reputable, highly respected, the Missouri Coin Company. MoCoin.com, that's MoCoin.com, and the only place with this jingle. The Missouri Coin Company.
With a look at your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it look from up there, Tim?
Yeah, you tell a kid now that nursery rhyme and they'll go, along came a spider and sat free from Dowie Cider, and the kid will go, what was it, a black widow or a brown recluse?
That's a good one, Tim.
Yeah, wow.
Tell us more.
Is the air thin up there, Tim?
Tell us more, Uncle Timmy.
That's a good one. We just got a report of an accident, and we're out to check it out now. It's southbound 270 north of Page that had a lane blocked. Now, you are slow on southbound 270 at Olive, both sides of Olive. It opens up at Ladue, and then you start getting jammed up again from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland. It's slow again, Spady out through Mason. And then downtown, eastbound 40, that's jamming up at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 in that right lane is slow to the bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Are you a small business owner looking to be successful on social media? Try social campaigns from Constant Contact, a new tool from the company that brought you email marketing. Finally, a way to turn your fans into customers. Get started for free at ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
The best part of my remodeled kitchen? My new Marvin windows. Easy to operate and keep clean and no more drafts.
I had to replace some windows, but I have an older home with a unique style, so the new windows had to fit and match. Done and done. Thanks, Marvin.
Marvin windows and doors mean more to the people that choose them.
because they do more for their homes than any other window. Marvin's unmatched craftsmanship, durability, and energy efficiency all add up to an exceptional value.
My new Marvin patio doors made this the new favorite room. And they didn't just open up our living space. They helped lower our utility bills.
Marvin Windows and Doors has a virtually unlimited selection of styles and options. Your local Marvin dealer will help you find the perfect solution for your next remodeling or replacement project.
Call Fisher Window and Door in Brentwood at 314-647-5000. That's 314-647-5000. And find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Hi, I'm Mike England, president of CBC High School. This has been a tremendous year for us at CBC, and the rest of the year promises to be even better. Academically, our students continue to work extremely hard in the classroom. Athletically, our teams are competitive, performing at championship levels. And spiritually, our school community of students, faculty, and staff live each day in the holy presence of God, carrying forward the LaSallian philosophy of St. John Baptist de La Salle. Our CBC tradition really is unlike any other in St. Louis. It is a tradition supported by spirited students, proud, loyal alumni, and supportive friends and benefactors. With over 14,000 alums, if you have not done so recently, I invite you to connect with CBC and see for yourself the great things happening at your school. You will be impressed, and you will see why CBC is one of the most popular college preparatory high schools in St. Louis today. I am Mike England, president of CBC, and I am one, but I'm not the only one. CBC High School, men for tomorrow, brothers for life.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell windshield wipers. Oh, no. We install them for you, fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And now save $10 instantly when you purchase two Trico Neoform wiper blades. So if your wipers are squeaking, streaking, smudging, or otherwise just kicking you off, remember, free wiper installation at Advance. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Belleville Indoor Shooting Range is a proud supporter of the shooting sports, and now they're building a second range in Bridgeton to serve both sides of the river. To identify their new bigger market, they're putting the same great name on both locations. That name is Metro Shooting Supplies. That way you'll know it's the same people bringing you the same quality service on both sides of the river. Learn more about Metro Shooting Supplies at buylearnshoot.com or on Facebook. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville, Illinois, and soon to be in Bridgeton, Missouri.
Well, I feel like I'm in a dance club. That'll be the day.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly.
This is my favorite song. How'd you know?
I figured.
We're talking about TV themes, and that some of them actually became big hits, top 10 hits, number one hits. I found a site. Bear with me now, because this is the computer I got in front of me, and I hope I don't mess this up. But I found this, and this is a pretty credible site. This is Billboard Magazine, and what they've done, they've listed the top 10 TV themes either. But this is not based on feel good or familiarity or how long the show ran. For example, like the I Love Lucy theme is not on here. Everybody knows what da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's not on here, all right? Mm-hmm. Andy Riff is not on here. The Fishing Hole. These are songs that went way beyond being TV themes. They became like pop culture hits or whatever. I'll start with number 10. And oddly enough, number 1, never heard of. And it's the hardest one to bring up here to play because they play a little bit of a sitcom scene where people are talking and then they break out their instruments and they start playing the song. So one is going to be weird. But number 10, I'll play it. And whoever wants to first, just yell out what TV show this was.
All right.
And that should happen any time. But it's not happening.
We're all waiting patiently.
What the heck? Hold on here. No. Let's start over. Here we go. I got it. No, it's coming. Trust me.
WKRP.
You win, Dan. That's right. Dan Strauss, WKRP. All right. Anybody? Number 9 of the top 10. You got to get this.
Dynasty?
Star Trek.
Oh man! Very good! Wow.
I didn't even really watch that show. Good. I just remember that song.
Yeah, that song was a big... All right, how about this one right here?
Magnum P.I.?
Dan, you have 2 points. You have 2 points. Nice. You're the leader so far. And this has to buffer for a second to do this. Okay, how about... Oh, this was one of my very favorite TV shows. It was a great TV show, and it turned one particular individual into a major, major star. And his career really, as far as most people are concerned, started with this show.
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting. 3 points for that. That, you know what? That was a fantastic show.
That was Willis and...
You remember that? Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tina, did you ever watch that show?
Uh-huh.
You're not old enough, are you?
I saw it in reruns.
Now, this is a show that everybody knows, a theme everybody knows, number 6 of the top 10. I'm not embarrassed to say it. I never watched it because it just looked too stupid for me. But you'll know it. Let's go. Buffer. Let's go.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah.
Never saw that.
You know what? I know.
Just a good old boy.
I know the song, but I've never seen
it.
Never seen one episode.
I used to watch it just for
Daisy
Duke. I
loved that show when I was a kid. Oh, my goodness.
I did, too.
Come on, Flash. Now, that was John Schneider.
Yes.
Who was that? Who still to this day is like a super good-looking guy. And he's a good singer.
What was the other
name?
Tom Wolpat.
Yeah. Tom Wolpat.
And who was the girl?
I can't remember.
Was there a Daisy Duke?
Oh, that was her name. She started with a C. Christine Bach.
Yeah. Oh, man, those shorts.
Woo! Easy, Dan.
Then Denver Pyle. Yeah. Denver Pyle was the dad.
It just looked so stupid for some reason.
That was a good show.
I never watched it. Now, this will be... Man, I don't know if I know this one. This is number 5 of the 10. The title.
Friends.
Yeah.
The Rembrandts.
Yeah, I looked at the title, I'll Be There For You, and it didn't register.
Now, that was played on a bunch of radio stations.
It was a huge hit.
Like a regular hit.
And here's the other weird thing. I've never seen an episode of Friends.
Wow.
I know who Courtney Cox is. I think she's smoking hot. Obviously Jennifer Aniston, that other gal that looks like something stinks all the time.
Yes.
I don't care for Matt LeBlanc or those guys on that show, but I certainly know the show. And yeah, this was a huge hit. There's one on here that I would, to me, I'd have to say, we're not there yet, would be, it blows the others all out of the water. But it didn't get number 1. Now this one is at number 4 of the top 10. Oh, it says no longer available because something to do with the studios. It's the Hill Street Blues theme.
Oh, wow. And that was played.
You remember
how
that went?
Let me see.
Dan, you got your harmonica?
Yeah.
Can you play the Hill Street Blues
theme
for us?
Trying to remember.
Once you do that, it'll all come back to us.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. Now it's coming. Yeah, go ahead.
Here you go.
Yep. Yeah. Keep going, Dan. You got it. You nailed it. Note for note, you got it. Go on, Dan. Bring it home, Dan. Dan Strauss, unbelievable.
Mike Post-it says he also did Greatest American Hero, White Shadow
theme.
Well,
guess what? Greatest American Hero is next. That's number 4. Greatest American Hero is number 3.
That's one of my favorites.
And I never saw that either. I know the song was a huge hit. I know that.
What's his name? Cat? Something Cat?
Oh, on the show?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Character, yeah.
And this was played on radio also.
William
Cat.
Look at what happened to me.
Yeah. Come on, Dan, sing it.
That's Ian singing.
Oh. Okay, then Dan, sing it. Now, what was this about, actually?
He was a superhero, right?
I think so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what was he like, a school, high school?
Yeah, he was
a regular guy.
I think he was a teacher or something.
And then he changed clothes and he flew or something. And what was Aquaman? Was it Patrick Duffy? Wasn't he in something called Aquaman?
I think
Aquaman?
He was.
Yes.
It was a comic strip.
Weird thing. All right, now this is number 2 of the top. Oh, man. This. Not only did this show launch the song, but it changed the way that men dressed. It changed the way they Well, I'll get into more. You'll know it.
Oh, yeah. That was Miami Vice, right?
Yeah.
Dan Hammer?
Or was it Dan? Not Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer, yeah.
Yawn.
Yeah, Yawn Hammer.
Interesting thing about Miami Vice, it not only changed the color scheme, that aqua and pink, hot pink Florida colors.
That light pastel blue.
Everybody's vacation home down in Florida took on those colors. It changed the way that men dressed. Pastels went in.
White sport jacket.
It changed the way men shaved or didn't shave because of Don Johnson's stubble.
Shadow.
Everybody started the Don Johnson thing. And it also changed boating because all of a sudden, at the lakes and in the marinas and on the ocean, you started to see these scarabs, these cigarette boats, because that boat, I can't imagine how many boats were sold of the cigarette-type boats as a result of that show Miami Vice. I would imagine a lot. And this last one, I'll play you what I can get of it here, and I tried to skip past the part where they walk in the room and pick up instruments.
Wait, it's not the monkeys, is it?
No, see if you... Oh, it's listed by Billboard as number one.
Yeah, that was a huge hit for one of the WB shows. How Do You Talk to an Angel, right?
Bingo, yeah.
Wow.
I never
How
heard
do
of
you
it.
Talk to an Angel? I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, it was a huge song in the 90s.
The group is The Heights. And
was it
it was number
Dawson's
one.
Creek
it was number one for 2 weeks in 1992. And Billboard says it is the number one, just I guess in sales, time in the charts, number one TV theme out of the all ten of them.
What was the show?
How Do You Talk to an Angel?
No, that was that the name of the television show?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think.
Wow, I never heard of that show.
Let's see. Hang on.
Maybe it was Dawson's Creek, like you said.
No, the show was The Heights.
Oh, The Heights.
Oh.
I never heard of that either.
Yeah, it's an Aaron Spelling show.
Jamie Walters was
which just goes to show you that not everything Aaron Spelling did, you know, was like a huge hit, because I never heard of The Heights. So there you go. All right, on the way, Bill Cleveland.
Oh, I got a text from Bill.
What?
He says he cannot make it today.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
What kind of work ethic is that? What kind of work attitude is that?
There are young just people take off on a whim, like on like a regular day, like a Thursday.
We have young people listening who are trying to learn from us how to get through this life.
Yeah.
How to be responsible. How to you know what?
I'm sure it's very important for him to miss his segment.
Yeah. We're going to do some investigating. It better be important.
Probably.
Okay, Bill Cleveland will not be joining us. I'm still going to tell you about the people that did our kitchen. Long time ago. It was a long time ago. 17, 18 years ago. Thompson Price. And, you know, women, for some reason, think that Thompson Price is a good-looking guy. I've heard more than one woman say, ooh, that Tom Price, he's good-looking. I don't see it.
Oh, on our trips, that's all I heard.
Well, you've seen it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. He's not bad-looking.
No,
I don't see it. We're not women. I don't know what we're missing here. I do know, and I said this years ago, and then he said something to me about, I wish you hadn't mentioned that, because people come in the showroom and they mention it, that he was a Chippendales dancer.
Really?
Yeah, and very, I think very few Chippendales dancers, I don't know this, but I don't think there are a lot of straight ones. He's one of the few straight Chippendale dancers. And I know that...
Well, didn't he used to go on, like, appraisal? I mean, you know, he'd show up first with, like, he was still doing the bow tie thing with no shirt on for a while.
I think that's how he got into the people's homes and kitchens, and then once he did his dance
and the cuffs
and the the police outfit
right.
and all that and the Chippendales thing, then he said, "Hey, while I'm here, how about a new kitchen?" I think that's how it started.
Yep.
And
yep.
I think the seed money for the kitchen and bath business came from the Chippendales type thing that he did.
He had those Velcro pants on and he'd rip them off.
Yes.
Here, let me measure this kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
now let's
price.
Look at some marble.
Yeah.
Hey, bring out the swatch book, okay? Let's look at some different types of granite here now that the show's over. But that's a long time ago. Don't mention it to him.
No.
He doesn't like talking about
it's
that.
Past.
It's a long, that's another life. His life now, and for many, many years, over 30 years, has been kitchen and bath remodeling and now home entertainment room remodeling. And I guess more than anything else, I want to make sure you don't make the mistake that a couple people have made. And they went to another showroom thinking they were at Thompson Price because there was a similarity in the name of another place. No. Anything else that's something and something, or whatever the name, it's not Thompson Price unless the name of the place is Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here's the other thing you need to know. If you're not in DePere, and you're not in a showroom in DePere, that is a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx, you're not in the Thompson Price showroom. So make sure that's where you go and that you go to this website, thompsonprice.com.
Hadley, John Hadley, on a mission to find the best salmon burger in all the land. First stop, maybe Cheeburger. Adam, you've tasted the salmon. You like it?
Oh, the salmon, it's great.
Come on, Adam. You wild and crazy guy. Yes, I am, Adam, and I find this to be a particularly flaky salmon, John.
There you have it.
I'm out of here. John Hadley on assignment at Cheeburger. Let me tell you something right now, boys and girls. You know what I like. How about Hans? Hans Gruber. What's your favorite burger?
I like the Serious Burger. The Serious Burger with pepper jack, lettuce, tomato, pickle, bacon, and fries on the side.
You gotta love it. Let me tell you something right now. David Solomon, your favorite burger?
I like to go.
All righty then. John Hadley wrapping up here from Cheeburger.
Cheeburger, Chesterfield Mall and DePere on Manchester Road.
It's 7 Showcase every Thursday night at Casino Queen. Help choose the best bands in the St. Louis area. Now through May 10th, 3 bands will take center stage and battle for your vote to advance. Cast your vote at a kiosk located on the casino floor or on Casino Queen's Facebook page. Top bands advance to finals May 17th with a chance of winning $10,000 and a performance contract. 7 Showcase. May the best band hit it big only at Casino Queen. Visit CasinoQueen.com for details.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.